Welcome back to the show, Reverend Ted Pike, our guest right now. Man, we are very blessed to call a friend, a great Christian soldier fighting in this battle to protect our people, whether they deserve it or not, from the Orwellian hate crimes legislation that we see rampant throughout Europe and the rest of the world. America is one of the last places where we don't have these laws, but they're doing everything they can to get them here, and I believe I can say sincerely that they would have already been here if it wasn't for the work of Reverend Ted Pike. Ted, thanks for holding the line. Keith, you've been waiting very patiently. I appreciate that. Do you have a question for Reverend Pike?
Yeah, good evening. I wanted to talk to Ted for a long time. I've listened to your interviews or your sessions with Dale Bradford Smith. You know, I, first of all, on Friday, October 10th, I interviewed Michelle Renoff. Lady Michelle Renoff, and she had some interesting things to say. At the same time that Tobin was being arrested, an Israeli general flew in. Somehow they managed to get an indictment against him. But, of course, him being one of the, quote, chosen people, the jet just turned around and flew back to Israel. But they arrested Tobin. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is I do not believe that it's enough to just, you know, study and find out that the Jews are really descendants of the Canaanite families. They're a Mongol race. They're not related to the 12 tribes of Israel at all. We have to go out and say who Israel is. I've got all the proof here that all the Western Christian European nations, the white Caucasian race, are the true descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. Do you know how many billions of people are going to perish without knowing who their God is or who they are? Until they understand that simple fact, I wish Dale Bradford Smith could come to that realization. He will not accept Christianity. He's in the same boat that Eustace Mullins.
Nice. Well, these are all interesting points, and I appreciate you making them. Ted, anything you want to say to any of that?
Well, you're expressing the identity or the Anglo-Israel point of view, and I really don't agree with that. I think it's very clear that in the 11th century A.D., a huge Jewish population, which were authentic Jews, descended from the tribe of Judah, the southern tribe of Judah, under the exile of Nebuchadnezzar in the 6th century B.C., after 1,600 years in Babylon, this huge Jewish population, which is an authentic Judean population, did disperse throughout the Mediterranean, North Africa, eventually Spain, and then with expulsion under Ferdinand and Isabella in 1492. Many, of course, went back east to Turkey and the Middle East, but many also went into northern and western Europe. Now, it is true that there are many Japhetic so-called Jews. The Ashkenazim of the East are descended from the Khazar Empire, probably at least several million Japhetic Gentiles who converted to Judaism in about the middle of the 9th century A.D. And these Eastern European Gentiles have partially fused and intermarried beginning in about the 16th century with the Western German Jews and Sephardic Jews, authentic Jews, and it's true that the majority of Jews today are actually proselytes to Judaism, are not really true. But what you're saying is that actually the lost 10 tribes of Israel, which were deported under the Assyrians about 720 B.C., have now surfaced as the Western nations, the Christian nations of the Western Hemisphere, including America. That's a really far stretch for me, and it's very far, in my opinion, from being fact.
Folks, Reverend Ted Pike, you can agree to disagree with the caller on that. A little bit off topic, still an interesting subject, but doesn't really pertain to hate crimes, which was what we were talking about before. 5 seconds to break. Reverend Pike, please hold the line. I want to be sure to give you the opportunity to plug your website one more time and address this very important issue. We'll be back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
My pleasure to be here with, co-hosting with my friend and my brother, James Edwards. And it's especially my pleasure to be on the air with Reverend Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network. You can access all of Ted Pike's writings and the information that he presents at his website, www.truthtellers.org. Reverend Pike, before we have to let you go, I do want to get a word in edgewise. And I just wanted to ask you, I want to get back on topic with the Mr. Tobin situation. And I wanted to ask you, how is what Israel is doing to Christians and to people like Mr. Tobin, how is that different from the very things that they decry and that they say that, that Jews endured during Nazi Germany. It seems like they are doing exactly the same things of which they accuse everyone else of.
Well, that's a very good question. You see, Jesus described the ancient Pharisees as the quintessential hypocrites. They pontificated for the benefit of others, sitting in Moses' seat, he said, but they did exactly the opposite. And Adiel B'nai B'rith, they sit up in their high seat and they twist and turn the time-honored values and ethical concepts and guides of society into perverse definitions that turn society on its head. They turn love into hate and hate into love. They turn godly witnessing to homosexuals into hate, and they turn tolerance of homosexuality into love and tolerance, et cetera. So there is no sense here, but what you're saying is that they are claiming special and unique exemption from criticism as unusually persecuted and harassed a people throughout the millennia, and yet here, as soon as somebody criticizes one of their favorite causes, then they are ready to bring out the hate crimes gestapo, arrest them at the airport, take them off in chains to at least 6.5 years of prison, as Ernst Zundel is experiencing in Germany. This is the height of hypocrisy and of injustice.
And yet we put up with it. Why is it that stupid white Christians put up with this and even encourage it?
Well, the whole Holocaust business, the Shoah industry, is dedicated to the proposition that the Jews have suffered more uniquely, more deeply than any other race in human history. And that's why the 6 million figure is so important to them. It exaggerates and it keeps this idea that this is so excessive and so bad that society owes a lack of criticism, a lack of scrutiny to the Jewish people forever. And what you see the Zionists have been doing since 1945 is riding, getting a free ride out of the Holocaust, that they are beyond criticism. Their experiment in Israel should receive unprecedented funding and blessing and unconditional support from Christian America. It doesn't matter that perhaps 100 million Christians and Gentiles were killed under Jewish Bolshevism in Russia and 40 million under Chinese communism and so on. No, the fact of the matter is that only Jewish suffering is really important. That's why we have a huge multi-million dollar Holocaust Museum in the mall in Washington, D.C., dedicated not to the victims of Soviet communism or Chinese communism or the Armenian massacre. Oh, no, that's not really important compared to Jewish suffering. Only Jewish suffering deserves this huge edifice in the mall, which millions of Americans traipse through every year ingesting Zionist propaganda.
I tell you, Winston, I don't know if we could come up with a question that could elicit a better answer than that one. Very well put, Reverend Pike, and I'm very glad you're on our side on this. When I say our, I mean the Christian side, the side of goodness and righteousness and justice. And thank you for the work you have done for so long, and not just laboring in vain, as so many of us do. Your work has been very effective, and we appreciate you fighting on behalf of Dr. Frederick Tobin. I don't even know the gentleman. But I know that no one should be subjected to what he's going through tonight. If you want to read more about it, ladies and gentlemen, go to Reverend Ted Pike's website at truthtellers.org. There you can find the action plan if you want to get involved on behalf of Dr. Frederick Tobin. And not just that, though, much, much more with regards to hate crimes legislation and everything else that we've been talking about this evening can be found at Ted Pike's website. Ted, you're always our one of our very favorite guests, and I do believe you have made more appearances on this show than anybody. So that would put you number one with the bullet on the political cesspool chart-topping list. So
well,
thanks for making another appearance tonight, my friend, and thanks for fighting the good fight.
Yeah, I'm going to be really a pest this winter, so you get ready for me.
We'll have you on every week, just like the old days.
Good night, guys.
Hey, take care. God bless you. Reverend Ted Pike, everybody. Check him out at truthtellers.org. And thanks for being with us, Ted.